Welcome to Innovation. I'm Kara Hetland, and 10 children's hospitals now use genomic medicine to change pediatric care. And joining us to explain how all this works is Dr. Jean Hoimy, who is the medical director at Sanford Children's Genomic Medicine Consortium. Dr. Hoimy, thanks for coming back to Innovation.
It's my pleasure. Thanks for having me.
So let's talk a little bit about what the mission of this consortium is.
Well, genomic medicine is a branch of medicine which applies all across the lifespan from infants through adulthood. And the point of genomic medicine is really to use the power of the information contained in your genes to personalize your health care. That began in Sioux Falls with the Sanford Imagenetics program, which really focused on adults. But Denny Sanford intended that the gift that he gave for Imagenetics really apply across the lifespan. And so with his urging several years ago now, we began a collaboration of children's hospitals to work together to apply genetics and genomic information to personalize healthcare for children. And we have been very successful with this. The original six and then seven children's hospitals worked together in a couple of major projects, which are nearing their completion. And our intent had been to slowly grow the consortium over time. And so we were able to add three additional children's hospitals in the West and the Midwest to our group. And these are a group of hospitals that have significant strength in both clinical care and research. So we're thrilled that they've joined us.
So let's start with the research side of this consortium, and tell me some of the projects that are underway.
So the first two projects that were funded were projects that used new sequencing technology to be able to give answers to previously difficult to diagnose conditions. We know that if you look at babies who are hospitalized in intensive care nurseries, there are a significant number of them who are acutely ill, and a significant number of those children don't really ever have a diagnosis provided. With genetic sequencing, the ability to sequence the entire 3 billion base pairs of DNA in the baby, we've been able to significantly increase the number of diagnoses made and use that information to change the way that those children are cared for. That project has been centered at the Genome Center at Rady Children's Hospital in San Diego, but the samples, the children who have been tested and who have benefited from the program have been from all the hospitals, including the Sanford Children's Hospitals in Sioux Falls and Fargo. The second project that we funded initially had to do with personalizing cancer care for children. As I think most of your listeners are aware, the kinds of tumors that children have differ significantly from those that are common in adulthood. And therefore, the genetics of those tumors is significantly different. Many of the tools that were developed early on to sequence the genetic information in tumors and personalize care were designed for adult tumors. They were designed for breast cancer and colon cancer and other adult-type tumors. And so there was this need to develop a tool that could be used to personalize cancer care for children. And so Children's Hospital Los Angeles developed a program which allows personalized sequencing information on children's tumors to be applied to select the best therapy available based on the genetics of the tumor. So those are the two projects that we have funded initially. Sanford Health has very generously agreed to provide additional funding for two new innovative projects that the now 10 children's hospitals will work on over the next year. We have an external scientific advisory committee that's made up of leaders from pediatric and genetic organizations across the country, and they reviewed the 10 applications that we received and have given us some guidance in terms of what they feel are the strongest programs that will be rolled out. We can't announce those yet because we have to get final approval from the executive committee of the hospitals, and then Sanford Health, who is providing the funding, will have the final approval of these projects. But the plan is to roll out these two additional new projects on January 1st. And it is our intent then that we will continue to fund new innovation in pediatric precision medicine over the years to come and to work together. This is a unique consortium because usually, although less so with children's hospitals, but hospitals compete with each other to a certain extent. We know that. And these children's hospitals are not competing. They're collaborating. And so we're sharing resources, and the best minds are working together on these projects. And carrying forward the vision that Denny Sanford had for sharing resources and working together to come up with the best we can for kids.
So we'll get to have you back on the air in January to announce these two projects?
We'd be happy to do that. Okay. I think you'll be excited. I know we are all excited about what can happen with these new projects that will be rolled out.
Let's go back to the sequencing technology project, because what's really happened is that the time to do the sequencing has shortened. Is that right?
That's correct.
And so then what does that mean for the patient, for the baby?
Original Human Genome Project took several years and billions of dollars to.
And we're having some technical problems with our connection with our phone. And while we work that out with Dr. Hoymead, we're going to take a quick break, and more innovation coming up here on South Dakota Public Broadcast. And welcome back to Innovation. Dr. Jean Hoymead joins me still on the phone. Dr. Hoymead, thanks for your patience with that technical problem. We appreciate you calling back.
No problem. Right. I'm in Arizona today, and so it is. I'm always amazed at how easily we connect usually.
Well, enjoy the sunshine there. It's not quite as warm here.
Yeah.
Okay, so we were talking about what this really means, shortening the time for the sequencing, what this really means for the baby, for the patient.
Yes. You know, because of improvement in sequencing technology and in the ability to interpret the 3 billion pieces of information on each genome, people who specialize in this area are now able to sequence a baby's genome within 24 hours. And the leader of the project at Rady Children's Genomic Medicine Institute in San Diego is really the world's pioneer in this rapid whole genome sequencing, Dr. Stephen Kingsmore. So we're thrilled that he's part of our group. And so what that allows us to do, and the reason it's so important to do this sequencing quickly, is that many of these children have epilepsy or metabolic biochemical defects that require immediate therapy. And if you don't really know what the nature of the problem is, it's difficult to know how to treat it. So what has happened is this information has really revolutionized our ability to care for severely ill newborns who have been undiagnosed. And it's been, I think there are all sorts of examples of how that has helped. There will be a publication which is being written, which summarizes the results of this project, and we hope that'll be coming out in the scientific medical literature within the next year. Sanford and the Sanford Children's Genomic Medicine Consortium is obviously thrilled that we could help move this cutting therapy forward.
Talk a little bit about how kind of the protocol is going to change. The we do this with patients with certain illnesses, but this personalized care just kind of changes up the first step, does it not?
Yes. You know, I think what many of these children need is they need specific medications or cofactors that will mediate or bypass the genetic is present. And so what this really allows us to do is to have better treatment more rapidly. And what ends up happening is that children who where treatment is delayed end up with other damage because of delays in treatment. Sometimes the children succumb to their illness and die within the first few days of life. Others have central nervous system damage and end up with cerebral palsy or other sorts of problems because of brain damage. So not only is the personalized diagnosis important, but the rapidity of with which that diagnosis is able to be given is important. So, you know, I've been in practice now for over 40 years and doing genetics, and when I think about what we can do now with the technology and the bioinformatics that we have available to us to help children, it's mind-boggling. I don't think 40 years ago we would have even begun to imagine what this technology can mean for these children.
How does the sequencing stay with the patient over their lifetime?
Well, once the sequencing is done, it's really available to be used again as the child grows older. We usually will release to families what we call secondary findings. In other words, when someone's genome is sequenced, it's usually sequenced for a reason. There's an illness, such as these ill newborns, but we also are able to assess other genes, like familial cancer genes and so on, that although they may not be important for that child's health care immediately in the newborn period, certainly as that individual grows older, that information is important for health care. So the genome is that information, once it's sequenced, it will always be available in that laboratory, and the health provider or the geneticist can go back to the sequence information and re-question it and reinterpret it based on changing healthcare needs of that person as they grow older.
Let's move on and talk a little bit about the personalizing cancer care for children, and
yes.
And what steps? I mean, what significance is this? Obviously, you're not. I mean, you're starting right. You're pinpointing right off the get-go. Yeah,
that's correct. And this project at Los Angeles Children's Hospital is really a very comprehensive project, first of all, because there are a number of children's cancers, some of which are more common and others of which are more rare. We decided to focus, at least the focus of the consortium's project would be on the less common tumors, particularly solid tumors and brain tumors. Children frequently have leukemia or central nervous system tumors, very different from what adults have. And so this program was focusing on those solid tumors, particularly brain tumors in children, and looking at genetic markers in those tumors. So the way that that program works is once the child is diagnosed with a solid tumor, not only is the tumor sequenced, but the tumor, the pathology, the histology, the structural characteristics of the tumor are reevaluated at Los Angeles Children's Hospital by their cancer pathologists, and then the genetic sequencing and the sort of under the microscope appearance of the tumor are combined with the history of the patient, and there is a conference with the treating oncologist back in the, let's say, Sioux Falls. So the doctors in Los Angeles who have done all the testing have a conference back to Sioux Falls with the providers here, and that's all reviewed. And then they will make suggestions on treatment protocols, what cancer chemotherapeutic drugs are most likely to be successful based on the type of tumor and the genetic sequence. And then there will be further follow-up between the team in Los Angeles and the local oncologist. So it's really sort of not only just the genetic sequencing, but it's providing advice and treatment suggestions and sort of being a resource ongoing for the care of that child.
And this consortium, how easy is it? How is it for the pediatricians to really work together across this entire consortium?
Well, it's actually interesting that it is quite easy. I think, again, 40 years ago, before all of the electronic technology we have for sharing data, it would have been much harder. But now things can be shared so easily in terms of sequencing data and imaging data and so on through the cloud and the internet that it's very easy. These have been research projects, although they're meant to be moved into the more commonly used clinical tools quickly. The only thing that has occasionally taken some time is the approval of the local what's called the IRB or the Institutional Research Board. Each children's hospital has a local research board made up of consumers and providers and scientists in each community, and they have to individually approve each one of these projects. And so some of them are much faster at that, and others are more slow. But the projects will be, for example, our two new projects will be rolled out in January, and at that point, the IRBs in each one of these hospitals will, there'll be a certificate which will be filed with each IRB to allow that the providers and the patients in that hospital to begin to enroll in these projects.
Dr. Hoimi, I want to thank you for taking time and coming on the program today, and I look forward to talking with you again.
Thanks so much. I look forward to it, too. It's always good to talk to you, Kara.
All right. Thank you. Take care.